I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The military in Myanmar has killed about 200 civilians since seizing power from the elected government. Military officials have imposed martial law in several cities, occupying schools and cutting off all internet access. Greg Kelly of World Mission says the people of Myanmar long for democracy, but the military leaders continue shooting and kidnapping peaceful protesters. Reports from inside the country say Yangon, Myanmar's largest city, has become a war zone. Thousands are fleeing, leaving their possessions behind. Even as the protests grow, Christians have not lost sight of hope.
When tragedies like this happen, it causes everyone in the communities to look thoroughly at their worldview. And in this case, it's primarily Buddhist. And so it's a great opportunity for the body of Christ to share the gospel. And that's exactly what's going on right now.
And as uncertainty rises, so does the global demand for scripture. Helen Williams of World Missionary Press describes where they're seeing the biggest spikes.
We're currently printing about 10 million for Brazil, and we cover almost every country in Southern America. A great part of our material goes into Africa. Many of those countries are open and hungry for the word.
In 4 months, WMP sent approximately 51 million items to believers in 22 countries. Scripture booklets and Bible studies are the tools that gospel workers need to reach people for Christ. And you can help send them at missionnews.org.
Each of our booklets cost 4 cents a piece to print. So if people want to donate, it doesn't have to be a large amount.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 wants to help you learn about some of the countries into which they broadcast. So they're offering a series of free coloring pages with games, fun facts, and puzzles when you sign up for their free download. It's also a reminder to pray. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.